This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The show is back and the Shahive is a-buzzin'. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin on Afternoon Drive. That open courtesy of News Channel 5 and our guy, Jake Murn, behind the glassy knoll on the board.
Yes,
we've got the milkman, Anthony Alant, on the 2020s, also doing a little producing for us today. And it is Shamunday, the day to talk about Shador Sanders' big Friday matchup. I don't know I can contain him any longer. JP, how you feeling?
It has been such a holdup. It's been almost 3 days of me chomping slash champing at the bit to be able to talk to you guys and have fun with the Shah celebration.
I will tell you, I tuned into you, calling into Earl and Spencito.
We were very hungover.
I love that you admitted that, by the way.
We were very hungover.
And I love that you admitted how hungover you were, but it did not tamp down your excitement. And the only thing that I will say, because obviously today is going to be a fair amount about how Shador did and what this week means for him or maybe doesn't mean for him.
Yeah.
I actually thought it was kind of the perfect game, preseason game for Browns fans, because the starting quarterback, Shador, had a very nice game, but Carson Schwechinger had a nice game. Don't ask PFF. Mason Graham had some good moments as well.
26 out of 30 defenders.
I thought even Luke Florio, who's since been waived with his hamstring injury, which irritated me to no end. Even Luke Florio had that incredible one-handed catch on the Shadot from Shador Sanders. It was fun. A lot of the kids played on Friday, and it kind of got me hyped up about the future of this team, even if the present is what it might be.
Yeah, I mean, Schwechinger was everywhere, absolutely everywhere. But like the focus is obviously on Shador.
I knew we couldn't.
We think we're gonna come out of the gate and be like, hey, let's talk about Mason Graham.
216-474-0090
Browns defenders.
What do you guys think about the German linebacker today? Yeah. I want to hear all your takes.
This is the most corruption I think I've ever heard in my life. Hijacking the Shador Sanders.
Yeah, no.
You know I've waited 72 hours.
We're going to get to Shador in a moment.
I've waited, and we're having the
Luke
next 5
Florio,
hours.
Is he guaranteed a spot on the practice squad?
If I wasn't so hammered, I would have came in on Saturday morning and just tried to get in on that show and just talk about it as long as I could. It was a absolutely fantastic day. Now, there is a part of me, though. Miss Cleo, if she tells somebody, hey, you're going to end up married in 6 months. When they get married 6 months later, she doesn't turn around and be like, oh my God, I can't believe I got that right. I can't believe how so. Whoa, good call by me. So there is a part of me that has to make sure that I remain tamped down in this whole ordeal. As I was sitting there watching on Friday night, and I thought to myself, it's what I've been telling everyone for 9 months. We've been screaming it for 9 months that this kid could play this way and he could ball out the way that he's balling out. So at some point, you just can't act surprised.
All right, so I do think you have to be very clear about what the victory lap today and this week might be about, because I think it's easy to rebut. There were a couple moments in that first half of play from Shador, and I think there was just enough juice that if the Browns were not pot committed to giving this kid a fair chance, they could say a few things. Wow, but the two runs where he turned into Barry Sanders and it was almost a nightmare. Well, I'm trying to think of the throw that was a little over. It wasn't the Deontay Johnson drop. There was like a bad throw in the mix of that. There was just enough.
I'm going to try to find that one because I had my bookmarked Twitter highlights of just all the really good throws that he had.
Oh, you only bookmarked the good ones.
I bookmarked my top six is what I ended up bookmarking and made I categorized 1 through 6 and then just went from there.
But here's the thing. Like, I think the number one thing that I think Friday did prove is the Browns have been telling everyone and their mother he's a project. That did not look like a project to me. And specifically, if you want to get to where, like, projects don't do what Shador did in the red zone, mm-hmm. where his two best throws of the night were the first touchdown to Caden Davis and then the throw over the middle where he feels the pressure off the left side, steps up into the pocket to avoid it, and delivers a shot.
Which, by the way, for how many months did I tell people in the red zone he was top six in touchdowns and completion percentage throughout the 2 years he was there in Colorado?
At least this is eight months.
This is where he's supposed to shine. In many respects, he's supposed to shine in that category, and he did. Again, he did.
Well, but I think that is where, like, we asked, like, on Friday, it was like, Shador's not a guy who's going to deliver consistent, you know, off script 60-yard throws down the field. He's not Mahomes, right? He had to do some of that at Colorado. That's not what the Browns want him to do either. They want him to play within the scheme, and they want him to be consistent and be comfortable out of playing under center, and they want him just to be efficient. And the first part of the game, it really wasn't on him. I mean, I mentioned the Deontay Johnson drop, mm-hmm. and a fair amount of the things where the offense just wasn't clicking really wasn't on Shador, and I thought within what they asked him to do, man, I think he was really efficient. And again, the number one thing this does is the Browns spent 3 months telling everyone he's not NFL ready. I don't know how you don't look at what he did on Friday and go, I'd like to see more. I'd like to see how much more or less NFL ready he truly is.
Well, and they responded accordingly, I do believe. He got 14 throws today, more throws than any other quarterback for practice today. So, like, they're starting to respond. But you're right. He looked 100% comfortable. He looked 100% pro ready. I don't know how, after watching that game, you can sit there and say to yourself, across the NFL, all those GMs, yeah, we made the right call in letting him go to the fifth round. Like, if anything, he's got a lot of career left to go, and he's got to still prove. One preseason game doesn't really prove anything. But what it does prove is that he's not a fifth round draft pick, and the NFL and a lot of these NFL owners and GMs that let him go all the way to the fifth round, they need to be wearing it today, and they should have been wearing it all weekend long for letting that happen.
Now, there is a segment of people that I do not understand after Friday, because I'm willing to meet you somewhere in between. Shador played really well, and it was preseason game number one. I'm willing to be live within those waters in trying to not go over the top with the hype, which I think you've heard a fair amount of people not doing. I mean, the hype machine is in full swing for Shador, for people who claim to be where I am, Switzerland, this whole time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That being said, if you didn't have fun on Friday, if you didn't wake up,
it wasn't
just Shador. It was a lot of the young kids playing and playing well. If that didn't get you a little amped up or a little bit of a buy-in on Shador or any of these young players, I really don't know what you want in life. Like that, if all Friday was a harmless, fun exercise where the Browns put up three touchdowns on three of Shador's drives and he made a couple big clutch throws, if that's all it is and you still are like, fifth rounder, preseason game, I'm sorry, buddy. I'm cool with people needing more and the Browns needing more. I understand.
Yeah.
But if your response to Shador on Friday is to not have like 10% more of like for the kid, I don't know what we're doing here.
I can't tell you either. I mean, he looked like a pro. There's no other way to describe it. And I think a lot of people were waiting for him to just look antsy. I watched a lot of quarterbacks over this weekend. I thought a couple looked good in many respects. I thought Jackson Dart looked much better than I thought he would. I thought Cam Ward looked good as well.
Does that devalue how well Shador did?
No, not in the slightest bit, but there's a factor of being able to tell when you see it and when you don't see it. Do they look comfortable? Do they look like they know what they're doing? Are they bothered in any sort of moment? And Shador was just checking off all these boxes left and right. Like there was no part of him in dealing with a second string offensive line and as many starters as you could possibly have out. It didn't seem like he was panicking in any sort of way. It seemed like he'd been playing in an offense that, like he did in Colorado, that didn't have a lot for him to do, and he just finds a way to get the job done.
And I think the pushback is, because people want to lump in all the rookies and how well they played together, see it means nothing, except Tyler Shuck has gotten, I believe, every single one in New Orleans. I believe Cam Ward has gotten all the ones because Will Levis, who was going to be his primary competition, is hurt. So Shador hasn't, and Shador has been throwing to equipment team managers, and I think that to me is where the excitement is. It's like,
yeah,
that's what that kid did without properly getting the kind of buildup that you need to play in that moment. So, yes, the competition does get tougher from here. Philadelphia is going to be a huge, huge bit of competition, these joint practices, and on Friday, this weekend, because they're incredibly deep. Yep, same point. He can be better with more first-team, second-team reps.
Yeah, and this is just the beginning. You know, you just got to check off boxes. That's all Shador's been trying to express to anyone, is that he just wanted a chance and an opportunity. He got it. He showcased what he could do. And now against Philadelphia, he's got to do a little bit more. Now, I do wonder how many reps he's going to get in the preseason game, and I do wonder how it's going to move in the second and third game as well, because I do think what helped him a lot was that he had the comfortability of knowing if he made a mistake like happened on the first drive, first series, he was going to have opportunities to clean that up and get it right, and he was able to.
216-474-0092. Want to hear from you guys today. Did Shador win you over? I will proclaim myself as still being Switzerland. But I'm intrigued.
You were smiling, though. Come on now.
No.
You were smiling on Friday.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I think that's like, you can enjoy Friday for what it was. He played a lot better than I think we should have expected. And yet, to what you said just before I tossed out the number there, there is still a sizable gap for him to bridge, more so than Dylan Gabriel, who I noticed now that he's healthy, conveniently steps right into the 11-on-11s and got the first touch and the first swing at 11-on-11s, and then Shador came in after that.
Yeah, no, this is just Mark 1. I mean, this is, if for everyone that wants us to come in here and do some sort of massive just a celebration and really like dive into what this could be.
Are you referring to yourself in the third person here?
No, it's a me and you thing. Well, one, I knew you wouldn't go along with it if I tried to do it, so it just is what it is.
It was
going to be a one-man band if best. And I don't know that one-man band would have sounded that great.
I don't think that's that fair. I feel like I've letting you get pretty much everything by the goalie in your little
by
victory lap here.
What's by the goalie?
I mean, I just feel like you've went as hard as you can for a preseason game, and I haven't objected a little bit because it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
I know why my voice is getting so high.
The amount of excitement that I was thinking about displaying prior to, like, I don't know, it taking us 3 days to be able to talk about this on the radio, I think would have drove you absolutely insane, though.
216-474-0092. Did Shador win you over on Friday? Nathan Zagura, Browns analyst, will be joining us at 3:20. We're going to get his thoughts on how Shador looked, the procedural stuff, all the good parts, the nasty business. Daryl Ryder going to be joining us at 6 as well. How far did Shador Sanders' big day go? for him in the quarterback kerfuffle. But as we get started, at Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Did Shador win you over, and the aftermath of the celebration in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.